You're listening to West Texas Talk on Martha Public Radio. I'm Diana Nguyen, and my guest is Lon Taylor, who's been on the show before. You hear him every Friday morning before the Oldie Show, and you can read his Rambling Boy column on Thursdays in the Big Bend Sentinel. His most recent book, published through TCU Press, is called Turning the Pages of Texas. It's a collection of Rambling Boy essays about some of his favorite Texas books. Lon, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Diana. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this is your 10th book, the fourth collection of Rambling Boy essays. You've written about 800 Rambling Boy essays, which you've been doing since 2003 or so. And this book, Turning the Pages, you say you won't find anything about barbecue or how to look, act, or dress like a Texan. What will readers find in this book?
Well, I have used my column over the years to recommend books that I think that my readers might like. And I don't think my readers would like books about barbecue or how to look at dress like a Texan. But what they will find is a mixture of some of the Texas classics, J. Frank Dobie, Robert Graves, C.L. Sonnickson, and some fairly obscure books, some of them privately published, that just struck my fancy. Books that I think provide an insight into Texas life that readers might miss otherwise.
I really like reading these essays because they help me understand more about you as a historian and as a person.
Uh-oh.
There's little tidbits of you sprinkled in your essays, even if they're about other people. And the first book you owned was Texas, Land of Tejas by City Joe Johnson. And you said you learned to read from this book. And so as a young boy living in South Carolina, you were sort of indoctrinated into Texas culture. I know your father was a bookstore hound. And I was hoping you could talk about your family's influence on your life as a reader and an avid reader.
My parents were avid readers. They were both people who reached maturity in the 19-teens and the early 20s, and they were great fans of the New York literary scene of the 1920s, even though neither